If it was not Skerries, it was Howth or Greystones. When the Irish revival began to be appreciable, Mrs. Kearney determined to take advantage of her daughter's name, and brought an Irish teacher to the house. Kathleen and her sister sent Irish picture postcards to their friends, and these friends sent back other Irish picture postcards. On special Sundays, when Mr. Kearney went with his family to the pro-cathedral, a little crowd of people would assemble after Mass at the corner of Cathedral Street. They were all friends of the Kearneys, musical friends or nationalist friends, and when they had played every little counter of gossip, they shook hands with one another all together, laughing at the crossing of so many hands, and said goodbye to one another in Irish. Soon the name of Miss Kathleen Kearney began to be heard often on people's lips. People said that she was very clever at music and a very nice girl, and moreover, that she was a believer in the language movement. Mrs. Kearney was well content at this. Therefore, she was not surprised when one day Mr. Holland came to her and proposed that her daughter should be the accompanist at a series of 4 grand concerts which his society was going to give in the ancient concert rooms. She brought him into the drawing room, made him sit down, and brought out the decanter and the silver biscuit barrel. She entered heart and soul into the details of the enterprise, advised and dissuaded, and finally a contract was drawn up by which Kathleen was to receive 8 guineas for her services as accompanist at the 4 grand concerts.